Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to talk about emails, you know, and hot mics. You need to always assume the mic is on, and you need to always be careful what you email or what you text, because they're never gone. They're always there. And WikiLeaks is getting Hillary in some hot water, but, you know, the media is protecting her. Mainstream media, they're protecting her, along with all her rich people that are backing her. They're protecting her. But I thought maybe it'd be good to go over these emails a little bit. And I don't know if any of you saw this or heard this, but the Veritas that has the video where they, again, they got somebody on hot mic admitting that these protesters and the violence at the Trump rallies are set up. They instigate them. They bring people in and they do a good job of hiding who's supporting it. So it's kind of interesting how we the people are being played for fools. We're being played for fools in this political arena. So you can hate Donald Trump all you want to, or you can like Donald Trump all you want to. I think he's sincere. I could be totally wrong. I could read it wrong. I've been wrong before. I don't consider Hillary sincere about anything but Hillary. But somehow, she manages to pay well or something. She always has a large group around her that... they're diehards. Regardless, they're diehards. It doesn't matter how many crimes the woman commits, they're all in it together. They're in it to win it. And if Hillary Clinton wins, we're done. We're done as a free nation. We're almost done anyway. Because it's not just Hillary. It's not just the Democrat Party. It's the Republicans in on it too. And that's been revealed as well. So yesterday, I received a letter from a listener, and I think it's a good letter to share. I'm not going to give their names out. They no longer live in Missouri, but they are they have property yet in Missouri, and they travel back and forth. But they were upset with me about my comment about getting rid of Roy Blunt. Now, tomorrow I'm going to have Fred Ryman back on, and he is running on the third party, the Constitution Party, against Roy Blunt and that other guy. Well, we're not going to agree on this, but I thought I would share this with you, because this is how we think, and I'm not just talking about them, I'm talking about all of us. This is how we think, and this is why Donald Trump is there, because when we trusted these Republicans to do what they promised to do, they didn't do it, including Roy Blunt. He's been in office a long time. Dear Beth, I wanted to contact you in regard to Senator Roy Blunt and your position on his reelection as expressed on your radio show. Let me first say that I am a conservative activist in Indiana. However, I own property in southern Missouri, and I went to college in Bolivar at SBU, which, interestingly enough, makes me an alumni with Roy Blunt, though a decade or two apart. Last week, my son and I listened to you, as we do every fall on our annual hunting trip. I remember hearing you and Mr. Brownfield on KWPM out of West Plains. And he, before then, going back many, many years. I was rather surprised when you repeatedly said, we need Roy Blunt out of there, in regard to this election. I had to look at my calendar to make sure it wasn't spring. The time to change Republicans is during the primary, not November, when the replacement is a leftist. Well, getting Roy Blunt out. So apparently they're writing off any third party. They're just writing it off. Which, again, that's the monopoly of this two-party system, because they make us believe we only have two choices. And that's where we are. And I'm not putting this person down because they're correct in many ways. Getting Roy Blunt out, and they've got it in quotes, in November only helps President Clinton or hurts a President Trump. There's no way the Constitution Party candidate will do anything other than draw conservative voters away from Blunt and help the Democrat. Blunt may now be a rhino, but he will at least support Trump's choices for Supreme Court. His Democrat opponent will oppose Trump's judge or support Hillary's judges, and it will be the way on a host of issues we care about. Why help send a Democrat to work against Trump or for Hillary in the Senate now? It doesn't make any sense. It's shooting ourselves in the foot, especially when the balance of the Senate may tip a hand that entity over to the leadership of the wretched Chuck Schumer. Just my two cents and perhaps something to consider. I don't disagree 100%, with the exception of we gave the Republicans the majority and they did nothing. These people, Democrats and Republicans, but these people need to lose their jobs. They don't deserve to be rehired. Fred Ryman deserves the opportunity. So if you're in Missouri and you're listening, I want to hear your opinion. Now, Fred's going to be on tomorrow. I don't know how many other people are supporting him. He can't afford ads. He doesn't have the millions of dollars backing him that Roy Blunt does, or the other guy on the Democrat side, because he's not a part of the monopoly. And regardless of who's in there, Democrat or Republican, if Trump gets elected, he's going to have a fight on his hands. Because these Republicans have not voted our way, including Roy Blunt. Now, if you go check their voting records, and we'll talk about that tomorrow with Fred, if you check their voting records, you'll see that once in a while they vote the right way, but it's because something else is on that bill and they know it's not going to pass. So they can go on record having supported or not supported whatever it is that they think their constituents are going to look at. But when push comes to shove, they vote an omnibus bill. When push comes to shove, Obamacare did not get defunded. And Roy Blunt did not vote to defund it. When push came to shove, when it really, really counted. And he did not vote. When it really, really counted to defund Planned Parenthood. So, in the big picture of things, these Republicans, and I'm not just Roy Blunt, he's just my example, and these Democrats, they're voting against you. They're voting against me. They're voting to line their pockets and to please those who are providing those millions of dollars so they can run those ads and get reelected, and it's a vicious, vicious cycle. And this is one person, one conservative, be it right or be it wrong, I'm voting Fred Ryman. I'm not voting for Roy Blunt. I'll take my chances because he's voted Democrat so much. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I want to talk about the emails. I'm going to go through the 17 points of what's been going on with those. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I want you to know, as listeners, I appreciate every single one of you. Every single one of you. And we will be right back. Thank you. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Well, tomorrow evening is the final debate before election. We're three weeks out. And all we're talking about is dirt, dirt, dirt on Donald Trump. That's what the mainstream media has. They're sweeping everything else under the rug, so to speak. Hillary Clinton has nothing she can stand on. That's why she has to pull out the dirt. And it is in the it's in the history of the Clintons. That's what they always, always do. You deserve better. We, the people, deserve better than what we're getting in this election. So many things are coming to the front if you're paying attention. These WikiLeaks, these emails are real. They're not fake. Nobody even disputes them. They are real. Well, if you watch, and I normally don't promote other talk shows or things, but I watch Lou Dobbs and Sean Hannity. That's about what I get the most out of. I do O'Reilly a little bit. I watch him a little bit as well. I refuse to watch some of the others. I refuse to watch that blonde gal. I just will not watch her. I'll turn a sitcom on instead. Or I'll walk out of the room. There's 17 of these that are the most damning right now. One is Clinton's campaign believed Obama committed voter fraud in 2008. See, they've been making a big deal out of Trump shouldn't be talking like this, that there's any fraud going on. That, you know, but they did it. That does two wrongs don't make a right. But we know here in the United States of America, we've got problems. And this is just confirming it. According to one of the leaked emails, the Clinton campaign believes that President Obama was guilty of committing voter fraud during his 2008 primary battle with Hillary Clinton. The email chain was from May of 2015, and it suggests that then-Senator Obama's presidential campaign flooded the caucuses with ineligible voters during the 2008 primaries. The email also sought support for James Lyons and Michael Driver, a pair of lawyers close to the Clintons, to organize lawyers for caucus protection to prevent the same fraud during 2016. So, we know that she accused Obama of this, and he probably did it, and that's what she's turning around trying to do with the ineligible voters now. We have CW from Missouri. CW, how are you today?
I'm fine, but I'm a little bit disgusted.
Well, I know.
I can't believe these polls. They're either lying or American people are awful stupid. One of those. I don't know which it is. I guess we'll find
maybe
out.
A little of both.
We'll find out November the 8th, I guess. But I can't believe that people could vote for someone like Hillary Clinton. And I'm really mad at them stupid Republicans that
Paul Ryan?
Supporting Trump. I hope every one of them gets beat that don't support Trump. I can't believe you wouldn't support your own nomination of your own party. I mean, that's about the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Well, it's because they're losing that party. That party's about making money, and if Donald Trump gets in there and he's not one of them, and he's exposing these things, then their little ride is over. The American people will know. But Trump's going to have a battle if he gets elected, don't you think, CW, regardless of whether it's a Republican or a Democrat majority?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a battle. I think maybe if he gets elected, some of them might get a little backbone. I don't know, and I'm hoping they will. But it's going to be a battle. But at least maybe he can keep us from joining the UN, take us over. Maybe he can stop this global stuff, and maybe he can turn some of this stuff around. I'm hoping so. 70% of the people think we're going the wrong direction, and they're sure not going to straighten the direction out by electing Hillary, because she's already said she's going to keep going like Obama's going. So,
you know, the majority of the people are against Obamacare. The majority of the people are against abortion and Planned Parenthood, at least funding it. And yet we just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And that's Republicans and Democrats alike. They just keep voting this money out. And there's a reason for it.
I used to think that the Republicans was against all this stuff, and they wanted to go the other way, but they've convinced me this year they're no better than the Democrats. They're just like them.
And Paul Ryan is a globalist.
That's what the whole problem is.
Mm-hmm.
And all I know, I'm just hoping and praying that somehow it's going to take a miracle. I'm past hoping and praying that the Trump people will get out and vote, and we don't have too much election fraud, that he can win this election. I don't think it'll be a landslide either way. People keep talking about landslide.
Well, I thought it would be, but I'm backing up on that prediction.
I think it'll be a close election, and we come close elections, they either crook them. So I don't know what's going to happen, but America is at a crossroads. Now, let's say one thing. I preached on this Sunday night in church, and I said Hillary should be in jail, and everybody in church said amen. So so I got a pretty good church.
You do, indeed.
But I'll tell you, I don't know. I just can't believe the American people is stupid enough to elect Hillary Clinton, but I guess we'll find out November 8th.
Well, I didn't think we'd be that ignorant to give Obama a second term either, but they did.
And I agree with you there. And Romney was a squeaky clean guy, and yet they found enough stuff on him. It wouldn't matter if I voted for Ted Cruz originally, but it wouldn't matter if it was Ted Cruz or whoever it was. They'd have found something wrong with him, and the news media would have pushed it, just like now they're pushing everything Trump done, but they won't talk about the WikiLeaks stuff. And
no, they won't. They won't.
We have got a crooked news media, and if Hillary wins, that means the news media and all of them won. And you think if they win this election, they're going to get even worse. We ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, there's certainly no freedom of speech right now.
If nothing else happens, if the people would go out and elect Trump, they would show the news media and the politicians that they want to change. It might help a little bit, but if they've set back and let Hillary get elected, it can well give them free rein to do whatever they want to, and we're all going to suffer over it.
Mm. I agree, CW. We're in the frying pan, that's for sure.
Yeah, keep up the good work. If everybody's working as hard as you would, we might get somewhere.
Well, I don't know about that, but thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. It's these WikiLeaks emails. They are divulging they are making it known to the American people. If you're watching, if you're listening, if you're anywhere on the internet, if you're anywhere on Twitter, I don't do Instagram, and I'm very bad at LinkedIn. But all you've got to do is just search, and you can see both sides of the story. So it's fair enough. You can read both sides of the story and hopefully come to your own conclusion in the middle of the road. Middle of the road is they're dirty. Middle of the road is they lie to the American people, these career politicians, and that's what Hillary is. Trump's not a career politician. Now, I get people mad at me for promoting Trump. I don't think he's a saint. I told someone yesterday, I said, I'm not trusting in Trump. I'm trusting in the people that I see backing him. And maybe that's wrong. But I have watched a change. In some degree, he's still got quite the ego. That's just his personality. You're not going to change his personality. That's probably one reason he's a survivor. They know he's going to take these things personal, so they just keep throwing it at him. It doesn't matter if they're true or not. That's the bad part. We've become an America where you're guilty until proven innocent. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. So are we really the people that want to see the worst in everyone instead of seeing the good side of people? Trump has done a lot of good things in his life, as well as the things that we don't want to see. Why would anybody in his position want to subject himself and his family to what he has had to go through thus far? And it's going to get worse in these next 3 weeks. We're going into a break. I didn't get very far on those emails, but I will take calls at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'm going to get back to these emails. We've only read one. We're going to get back to them. It is important that you know that these people are playing you, and they are manipulating this election in whatever dirty way they possibly can. It's not Trump they hate, it's you. 877-895-5410, the deplorable and the irredeemable. We'll be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen. So the unborn... can be heard.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go back to the phones before I go back to the emails. We've got Frank from Pennsylvania. Frank, how are you today?
Fine there, Beth Ann. I don't know, did you hear what happened to Dr. Michael Savage here several weeks ago?
Well, I heard he got taken off abruptly, pretty quickly.
Yeah, the reason was because he was speculating that Hillary Clinton's health condition may have something to do with Parkinson's disease.
Well, but he's back on, isn't he?
I have no clue, but the thing of it is, if they have the ability to go and do that to him, what's to stop them from doing that to everybody?
Yeah. Freedom of speech, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very scary thought that we live in that kind of country now today where everything's got to be politically correct.
What do you think?
No way at all.
Frank, what do you think about the mainstream media?
It stinks. It stinks to high heaven.
Don't hold back. I want to know how you really feel.
It's equipped for the Clintons. It's nothing but a pack of liars.
Well, it's not just the Clintons. Anybody in the Democrat Party they seem to protect. But the Clintons have the money. They have bought and paid for so much. What's that?
They're being funded by David Rockefeller and his goons.
Yeah, that's still out there, isn't it? Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
And we got to do something to correct these problems, because otherwise our country's done.
And Soros, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's only going to, the only people that can change it are we, the people. We are the only ones.
Back to this country. We got to bring back industry, because if a country cannot depend on itself for the things that it requires, we're in a lot of trouble.
You're absolutely right. And that's one reason I've leaned towards Trump, is because he has talked about the trade problems. He's talked about the immigration and safety problems. He's talked about the jobs. jobs. And that's one reason I'm leaning towards him. I'll give him a chance one time. And then if he doesn't do what I want, he's done. I'm done with it.
He's got more qualifications being president in his little finger than Hillary Clinton has in her whole body.
I had a listener leave a message, and I'm not going to return the phone call because the whole idea is for you to call in on the show to give your opinion. But this particular listener was upset with me for liking Donald Trump. He said, the reason I don't like Donald Trump is because he's never run for office before until he ran for president. Well, that's one reason I like him. I'm tired of career politicians.
That's what Hillary Clinton is nothing but a career politician.
Absolutely, absolutely. Frank, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's beautiful. Great work.
I'm trying. I'm doing the best I can. I have to admit, I'm doing the best I can, but it is you listeners that have helped. Your $5, your $10, your $15, your $20. Your $100, a couple of you have sent $200, some have sent more. Those have helped keep me on the air. You have no idea. You have no idea. Every 30 days I go through quite a panic. Today I think, I'll get it all done. I'll get it all paid up. And we'll be ready till, next 15 days when it comes again. So I appreciate you. I haven't been able to get funding and sponsorship just yet. I've got a new advertiser that's going to join us here through Christmas. That's going to be kind of fun. Be a little bit. It'll help us. And I hope it'll be fun for you, something you can do for Christmas for your family or such. Bottom line is, I need your help. I need to continue to ask for your help. And I feel the need to apologize for that. But it's just where I am. Back to these emails, because these are so important, because they are directed, basically, they are playing this game behind your back, but it is absolutely you that they're trying to deceive. I know they don't like the Republicans, and the Republicans don't like the Democrats unless they're voting certain things. Then they're in love with one another. But it's you. It's you that the great deception is all about. They have to deceive you. Well, the MSNBC, these medias, they just love the Clintons and they think the world of her and they just goo-goo and gaga over her. And yet, they have to help her. It says a leaked email from MSNBC producer to the Clinton campaign is showing just how much the media gushes over Hillary Clinton. In the April of 2015, the email from a producer on All In with Chris Hayes to Clinton spokesperson Adrian Elrod, the producer goes as far as to call Clinton an amazing, intelligent woman. I don't consider that a bad email, but the issue is that they help her. They are so on board with her that they will do anything and cover up anything. There's transcripts of Hillary's paid speeches to Goldman Sachs have been leaked. That's part of the WikiLeaks. At long last, we finally got to see the excerpts from Hillary Clinton's paid speech to Goldman Sachs and various other banks, the big bankers. The one she said in several speeches that she was going to regulate. Do you believe that for one second? The excerpts were made public by WikiLeaks, who just today, this was a couple days yesterday, leaked thousands of emails from Clinton's loyalists and campaign chairman John Podesta. The speeches had become a campaign issue during the Democrat primary when Hillary's challenger, Bernie Sanders, used the speeches as evidence of the former Secretary of State's cozy relationship with Wall Street. She denies that, but these reveal that it's absolutely the truth. She is in bed with the big bankers. The excerpts were revealed in an email that was dated July 25th, 2016, with the subject line HRS, which is Hillary Rodham Clinton, paid speeches. The email came from Tony Kark, C-A-R-R-K, research director of the Clinton campaign, and was addressed to Chairman Podesta. WikiLeaks later released the full speeches, so they are out there for you to see. All you've got to do is do a search on them, whether it's whatever search engine you use, you'll bring it up because they're very popular. Well, maybe. There might be a few hiding it. Clinton campaign illegally coordinated with a super PAC. They're not supposed to coordinate with super PACs. That is supposed to be a separate entity from the campaign. One email appears to show evidence that the Clinton campaign is violating campaign finance laws. Specifically, an email with Chairman Podesta to Mandy Grunwald, a Democratic political consultant, and it appears to show the Clinton campaign coordinating their efforts with pro-Clinton super PAC. They conspire together, and then they hide this. They brush it under the rug, so to speak, but they know how to launder. If you watched the video by Veritas and how they explained how they do these protests and how they get somebody riled up and they purposely do it, and then how they get paid for it. It goes through three different channels before they get the check. So it doesn't look like it's coming from the Clinton campaign. Hillary Clinton was provided questions prior to the major interview. Can you imagine that? According to a leaked campaign memo, Hillary Clinton received the exact questions she would be asked ahead of the major interview she gave to talk show host Steve Harvey earlier this year. That was just this year. The memo dated was in February the 17th of 2016, further evidence of the kid gloves with which the Democrat nominee has been treated by the media. If she's so great and fantastic, why do they have to help her along the way? Let me give you the answers to the questions. Let me give you the questions so you can come up with the right answers. You could study for this interview, which is supposed to be a laid-back interview with Steve Harvey. Come on! She'd be surprised here if she ever showed up, because I never know what question I'm going to ask. You're listening to CNC Talk Radio. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're just coming up to number 6 of 17 of these WikiLeaks points from these emails that have been leaked here in just the recent weeks. 877-895-5410. We the people, the deplorable and the irredeemable. We'll be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. I guess I just talked too much and I haven't got through all these emails, but we have another caller. We have Frank from Texas. Ken from Texas. Ken, how are you today?
Yeah, big old howdy. Hey, go to YouTube and put in Diego Garcia. That's that island out in the Indian Ocean. The United States has a long landing strip, and they can bring in Navy ships and fill them back up. Anyway, there was a guy, his name was Anonymous. And he says he worked on equipment out there, and when he was there the last time, they had an access road. They shut it down. It was full of aircraft. He said it's all about a dozen refueling tankers out there. He said he's never seen so many airplanes there at one time. And he said you got to get some building housing for Navy guys. What are they going to do, start a war?
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. So
yeah, I know. And CBS, ABC, they can't go there to go look. It's almost impossible. And it's a little bitty island out. And just do, I'll Google Diego Garcia and put in what. Oh, no, also put in what is going on at Diego Garcia.
Okay.
And
okay.
I did not see it. Hold on. I did not see it Friday. It came up Sunday and had 19,000 hits on it. On one day.
Well, I may get a few more after today. I appreciate it.
I hope so. I hope. Anyway, something's going on in Diego Garcia.
All right. We'll have to figure that out. Thank you. I certainly don't have any reporters or journalists to go check it out. But thank you, Ken. Thank you very much. We'll Google and see what we can do, or YouTube it and see what we can do. All right. We're moving on. They've been worried about Bill's prior sex life being a liability to Clinton, and that has come out, and that is one reason that they have attacked Trump the way they have. And if you'll notice, the mainstream media refuses to talk about Bill because that was years ago. And then one guy on Fox, which, you know, he's a Hillary Clinton diehard, he says Bill's not on the ballot. Well, Bill may not be on the ballot, but Hillary said Bill's going to fix the economy because he's good at that. So who's really running for president? Well, John Podesta, he made the comment they wish the San Bernardino guy had been a white guy instead of Muslim. Hillary Fields, she fears in her email, she revealed that she fears the jihadists that enter amongst the refugees cannot be vetted. They can't be. She admits that. And she fears that they will be harmful. But yet she is campaigning to increase the refugees by over 500% coming into this nation. Why do you think she would want to do that? Why do you think she is willing to put you and your family's lives at risk? Why? Well, it's all about money. It's all about money and a globalist agenda. They've got to bring the United States of America, the free and independent United States of America, down. They have to bring us down. That's why the ones who are deplorable, the ones who are irredeemable, are the true independent patriots of this nation. It has nothing to do with that we're supporting Trump or not supporting Trump. It's the fact that we do not go along with their socialist agenda. That we believe in freedom, that we believe in independence, and that we're getting sick and tired of being told what to do. And fined and licensed and taxed and paying fees and permits for everything we do in this nation. Please understand that's not freedom and independence. While there may need to be a few regulations, this has absolutely crippled the United States. Well, the Clinton team bashes backwards Catholics. They go after the Catholics. They go after the evangelicals, anybody who is Christian. They don't like them. Again, free and independent people. They don't like you to be free and independent. And if you believe in a God, you may not believe in a government. Clinton insiders bashed efforts to get Elizabeth Warren to run for president. Oh, remember when they were hugging? Remember when they were hugging and kissing and carrying on at the podiums and how they loved each other? Well, that wasn't really real. That wasn't real. Hillary staffers discuss an excuse for not turning over emails. And there's evidence that they tried to cut a deal with the FBI. Now, the mainstream media is sweeping that under the rug. They said, yeah, but they didn't get it done. Well, did they or did they not? They didn't get it done. Therefore, nothing wrong happened, really. If you happen to decide you want to murder somebody and you hire a killer and that killer happens to be an undercover cop and you hire him but he didn't kill him, does that make you less guilty? I don't think so. Hillary insiders are worried about her troublesome relationship with Sid Blumenthal. Apparently there was a lot of gossip going on in these emails. Be careful what you email. Be careful what you say. Podesta tells Hillary to court needy Latinos and calls Latino governor, and he called him a bad name, which I will not repeat. They don't love anybody. They court you for your vote, but they really and truly hate you. She makes comments in some of these emails where she doesn't really, I don't understand. I don't fit in with mid-America anymore, with middle-class America, with normal, regular people. That's you and me, we the people. Clinton campaign is nervous about Bill's paid Wall Street speeches. So apparently Bill's kind of a liability to her. Democrats plotted to create fake Trump Craigslist ads. They're fake. They're paying a lot of money for them. Clinton campaign pushed Muslim Obama narrative in 2008. They pushed that. She is dirty to the hilt. She's as dirty and underhanded and manipulative as they come. O'Reilly says he won't call her evil. He just thinks it's politics. It's not. It's not politics as usual. Well, I don't know when usual happened. It's not a matter of Democrat, Republican, or just do we do a policy this way or that way. It is a complete changing of governance of the United States of America from a free and independent nation to a socialistic nation brought down to third world status. They can't lift everyone up, so they've got to tear us down. And we're sitting here letting them. Excusing the Republicans, excusing the Democrats when they vote the wrong way. And we don't see that forest because we're looking at a tree or two trees. It's up to you and me. There's no other person. There's no other answer. And it's not a quick fix. But it's up to you and me, we the people, to wake up and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.